At Rs 6.21 lakh crore, defence had the highest share of allocation in the recently announced Union Budget. This represents 12.9% of the total government budget, and the next in line was the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, at Rs 2.78 lakh crores. But then for a country that's ranked 4 in the world in terms of defence spending, the figures which I quoted shouldn't come as a surprise. In case you are not aware, China is at number 2 in terms of defence spending after the United States, and their defence budget is roughly 3 to 4 times larger than India's. In this video, we'll understand why is the defence budget so important, what does it mean for India's military capabilities, and where exactly is all this money going. I'm going to break it down for you. If you are an Indian citizen, a defence enthusiast, or simply curious about where your taxpayer rupees are going, this video is for you. So, where is the money going? Let's take a closer look at how this massive budget is being allocated. Number 1. 1.72 lakh crore has been allocated for capital outlay. This means a significant portion of this outlay is likely to be invested in acquiring new fighter jets like the Rafael and potentially developing indigenous fighters like the Tejas Mk2. These investments aim to enhance India's air superiority and combat capabilities. Then warships. Modernizing the Indian Navy is another priority. This could involve procuring additional destroyers, frigates and submarines, as well as developing aircraft carriers like the INS Vikrant. Then tanks and armored vehicles. Upgrading India's ground forces might include procuring new battle tanks like the Arjun Mk1A, as well as lighter armored vehicle for enhanced mobility and firepower. Then missile systems. Investment in advanced missile systems like the BrahMos supersonic cruise missile and the Akash surface-to-air missile system are crucial for strengthening India's defense capabilities. Then there is other advanced weaponry. This category could also include investments in drones, electronic warfare systems, cyber warfare capabilities and other cutting-edge technologies. At number 2, 4.49 lakh crore is allocated to revenue expenditure. Now this includes, a major chunk of this expenditure goes towards paying the salaries of military personnel, both active and retired. This includes officers, soldiers and other support staff. Then you also have to maintain the existing fleet of aircraft, ships, tanks and other equipment that is crucial for ensuring their operational readiness. This includes repairs, upgrades and spare parts. Then regular training exercises for military personnel are essential for maintaining their combat skills and readiness. This includes the cost of training, facilities, simulations, and field exercises. After that, day-to-day operations of the armed forces, such as fuel, ammunition, food, and logistics, also fall under revenue expenditure. At number 3, we have domestic capital procurement, where the allocation is around 1.05 lakh crore. Now, this budget allocation encourages Indian defense companies to develop and manufacture equipment domestically. This could include artillery guns like the Dhanush, Howitzer, light combat helicopters like the Dhruv and even larger platforms like the light combat aircraft LCA Tejas. Then the government is actively promoting private sector participation in the defense sector. This could involve partnerships with Indian companies to manufacture components, subsystems or even complete systems. Then collaboration with foreign companies for technology transfer and joint ventures are also encouraged to boost domestic manufacturing capabilities. So by focusing on these three key areas, India aims to build a modern, self-reliant and technologically advanced military that can effectively protect its border and national interests. Now if you see, this budget isn't just about numbers, it's also about priorities. Here are some of the key areas the government is focusing on. Number 1. Modernization. Upgrading our existing arsenal isn't just a facelift. It's about ensuring our forces have the tools to match any adversary. Think about enhanced fighter jets, smarter missiles and naval vessels equipped with latest technology. Then number 2. Border infrastructure. Securing our vast borders is a huge task, especially the Eastern Front, which is heavily gripped in extreme weather and harsh terrain. That's why India plans to invest heavily in roads, bridges and communication networks. These are not just construction projects, they are lifelines of our troops and a deterrent to any potential threats. Number 3. Cybersecurity. In today's world, wars are not just fought on land and sea. Digital threats are a real and present danger. That's why we are fortifying our cyber defenses, training experts, and staying ahead of the curve in the virtual battlefield. At number 4, we have research and development. Innovation is the key to staying ahead in the global arms race. Through DRDO and private startups, as well as companies, we are fostering cutting-edge research in areas like artificial intelligence, robotics, and hypersonic weapons, ensuring India remains a technological powerhouse. At number 5, we have welfare of soldiers. Our brave men and women in uniform deserve the best. That means top-notch healthcare, comfortable housing for their families, and education for their children. A strong military is built on the well-being of its soldiers. Now, as I conclude this video, I know you might have some burning questions. I've tried to answer them below. Number 1. Will this budget make India a superpower? Not overnight, but it's a significant step towards strengthening India's defense posture and global influence. Question number 2. Is this budget enough? That's debatable. Some argue it's still not enough given India's security challenges, while others say it's a reasonable allocation. And question number 3. How will this impact the average citizen? A strong military means greater security for everyone. Plus, the focus on domestic manufacturing could create jobs and boost the economy.